How to Neighbors, Beef Buzz time. More with Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation today. We're back with Phil in just a moment. Cattle producers, with a high price of stockers, why risk poor performance once they get on wheat pasture? Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
Take a drive through rural Oklahoma and you'll see a great thing happening. Young farmers and ranchers working alongside their contemporaries, preparing for a stronger tomorrow. These are Oklahoma's best and brightest, and our future depends on their success. Our young farmers and ranchers like to say, "You're next, are you ready?" To learn how you can support Oklahoma's next generation of farmers and ranchers, go to okfarmbureau.org.
When it comes to beef promotion, perhaps the biggest bang for the buck is overseas. Phil Tsang with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says a lot of states are seeing that and are actually dedicating extra dollars to help with special projects to help them sell more U.S. beef internationally.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, any of the states that are looking at increasing the checkoff, to me that's very important, especially if they have the international markets in mind. You know, 95% of the world's consumers live outside the United States. But that number is a huge number. But actually, you have to break it down and get more involved in this thing. But when you start looking at the fact that 60% of the world's middle class in 2030 is going to be in just in Asia, when you look at the fact that at NAFTA, for example, our numbers at NAFTA have gone up for the meat complex have gone up over 350% because of the initialing NAFTA 20 years ago. You know, if you look at TPP, 70% of all the meat that we export goes to TPP countries. So as you start looking at growth, you know, the international marketplace presents tremendous potential. All these growing middle classes want us to evolve from the cereals to the proteins. So the more that we can extol the U.S. value-added concept, the more that we can talk about our dividend, what you get with using our product and ensconcing ourselves in these markets now, the better it's going to be for us in the future. So to me, it's a wise investment in the international marketplace.
You know, we've known Phil Tsang for a lot of years. First met him when he was the country director in Japan for the U.S. Meat Export Federation. And that market, since those early days in the early 1980s when we first met Phil, has changed a great deal.
Yeah, the Japanese market at one point in time was primarily a commodity market. We sold things primarily on a tender basis if you go back to the 1980s. To one organization that would buy all that meat on a Thursday night at 5 o'clock. Today, we have a packer. There wasn't a packer that had an office there. Today, we have a lot of exporters with offices there. There's a lot of differentiation in our product. There's a lot of state identity in that market. There's a lot of branding that goes on in that market. The Japanese have been basically, for the most part, science-based the way we buy things. So we're able to use Japan somewhat as an anchor market for the rest of Asia. And so I think Japan is a very good example where you invest early, you stay with it, and you know, if you look at the way we came back in that market after we had access to that market, within 4 years we were back to where we were almost in 2003. So I think that's a very good example of when you work into a market and what it can really mean to the industry. Today we export about $2 billion worth of meat to Japan of beef and about $2 billion worth of pork. So it's a very important market for the meat complex, and it's a growing market. I'm excited about Japan for the future. We hear sometimes about the population that's going down, but the numbers of tourists that are going into Japan is unbelievable. They're going to have the Olympics in 2020. We see this as a huge opportunity for the food service market over there. So to me, the opportunity is still knocking in the Japanese market, but also in many of the markets around the world.
Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, his entire career has been all about selling U.S. meat into the worldwide marketplace. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.